Proclamation number 0919 of 17th of May, 1939. Reminder to proclaim God's word everywhere. Good Shepherd. To be allowed to gain insight into the kingdom of eternity is an incomparable grace and will only be granted to those who have seriously set themselves the aim of unification with God. For this reason, however, a special task is also given to those people, and it is their mission to deepen or change. Precisely the person who thinks he knows often has the least knowledge of things that lie in spiritual regions, and teaching those people is without a doubt particularly necessary, for the spiritual night still encloses those who believe themselves to be in knowledge. Sometimes there is no lack of will, for the earthly struggle is a good teacher for them at the same time, and thoughtfully they observe the events of the time near and far. But in the hustle and bustle of the world they look for their explanation and are very poorly and rarely connected with God, without rejecting Him. And this is a grateful field of work for the chosen servants of God. What obviously comes to light must give rise to serious reflection, and a field of activity offers itself to the representative of divine teaching who is willing to work. However, people seldom recognize a supersensible power, and therefore many different suppositions are open to debate. But not one can give sufficient explanation, and in the end the working of the eternal deity will be apparent to them, and all doubt will fall where light is seriously desired. Thus the state of the soul is extreme distress and it is therefore grateful for every help. Innumerable possibilities remain unused and could still lead to success, however the human being should be constantly active, who has the task to impart what he receives himself. There are still enough opportunities to inform people of their actual task, yet the time can also come when everyone will have to rely on himself and it will be difficult to help the individual on the part of human. You should enter every open door and proclaim the word of God, because it is urgently necessary. Likewise, you should mention the coming time, which will have a frightening effect on everyone who does not stand firm in faith. And so hear the voice of the Lord. Many of my sheep still wander and do not find their shepherd. They all go astray and get lost in the undergrowth and are in danger of falling off the cliffs they climb in their inexperience and recklessness. And the distress of all the sheep goes to my heart. I call, but they do not hear my voice, and I fear for every single life, lest they lose it forever. Sin has entered the world and is the death of every man. And if I promise life to all those who follow me, then I will take sin upon myself and save them from eternal death. Yet my sheep must follow me and recognize their shepherd in me. And I will faithfully guide them over all bumps in the road. I will prevent one of my sheep from getting lost, for I know them all and am concerned about every single life. And if they recognize their good shepherd in me, they will follow me and willingly let themselves be guided by me. Amen.